Hi, is Steven there?
Speaking.
Hey, Steven, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to touch base with you on some offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. Looks like it was, you know, based on some financing it did with New Logic back in 2014.
Okay. I haven't taken out any loans probably in the last 8 years, so I don't know how that would have been.
Yeah, no, I look, maybe it's New Logic. Did you apply with them, or maybe?
Nope.
Huh, that's really weird. No. Yeah, I guess we had you pre-approved over here for some equipment finance as well as, you know, working capital, up to about 250K. So yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you, you know, and see what kind of plans or projects you had lined up this summer where you might need some financing.
Nothing immediately. I mean, right now we're in good shape, just busy, so.
Right. That's good, right?
Yeah.
It's good to be busy. Well, any, you know, anything on the horizon over there you guys looking at?
I mean, possibly, but, you know, we just got to kind of get caught up here first before we
figure out
what's going. I mean, right now we're good. So.
Oh, okay. I mean, for those future things, is it going to be more equipment or more, you know, capital side?
Well, I mean, a lot of times, I mean, we just kind of pay cash for a lot of that stuff, you know, pay for it. So we don't finance really unless we really
have
it, so.
And does doing that kind of affect your cash flows? I know most machine shops, you guys have, like, customers that pay out, or like, a net 30 on that.
We're dealing directly with the customer. We build racing engines, so.
Oh, okay.
They pay when they pick it up, so we don't have any kind of stuff strung out here. So.
Right. Okay. That works. There's some companies that have like a 90-day payout, which is just crazy.
Yeah. We don't deal with any like industrial type companies. We're dealing with the end user when they pick it up. You know, it's paid or it doesn't leave. So.
Right. Okay. So it's just like a high performance like engines you make.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, really cool. What kind of cars?
Everything. Any type of racing. So.
Any type of racing. No, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And usually for those, do you use like CNCs or like press brakes or lathes or anything like that?
No, but most of the machines we have are like specific to engine building. So.
Right.
Boring bars and hones and mills and stuff. So.
Mills and stuff. Okay. All right, that's cool. How'd you get involved, you know, doing that?
I've been into it for a long time, you know, so.
Yeah.
Kind of been
okay.
Into racing, so.
Yeah, all right.
I think we're in good shape right now.
Okay, well, yeah, Steven, if you don't mind, can I send you some, you know, info you just have on file in case something does come up in the future?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. If you want to mail me something, we'll look it over. If we get in the need of something, I'll keep you in mind.
Hey, well, do you have an email I can send you something, like, real quick?
Yeah, just don't flood me with stuff.
Oh, no, this is just to keep on file.
Barker Machine, all one word.
Okay.
At Cincy, C-I-N-C-I.
I'm sorry, what's the last?
C-I-N-C-I, like Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
.rr.com.
rr.com. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot that over about 15 minutes, and then, you know, it won't be a good time to follow up with you, see how things are going.
I mean, honestly, if I get it and if we need something, I'll contact you. I mean, if you don't hear from me, probably nothing's really changed. So.
Okay. All right. All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Well, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye.